you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Chris Stratton, I like to get guys on the podcast when they get called up, and you, I think, have the best story of getting called up just because of what your last month has been like. I know you had a little boy. Was it May 8th that he was born?
Yeah.
So, explain to me kind of the last month you've had and what was crazier, I guess, getting over out there into a big league, over there with the big league team or trying to get through having your first son?
Well, the wife was in the hospital for probably little under 2 days, so she was but parts of three, so it was definitely a long experience. Ended up throwing the first night she went to the hospital, I started a game, ended up going seven, and they're like, hey, go to the hospital. So I ended up getting there, and doesn't happen that night. Go through the whole next day, and she ends up having the next morning. So that was anybody that wants to have kids, I hope that they can. Man, it's an experience of a lifetime, and it's been a blessing so far. And get called up, you know, having a kid's probably a little better than getting called up, but it's definitely a close second.
You threw really well, didn't you? I think I saw some of your teammates tweeting about how well you pitched, given what was going on.
Yeah, I think I ended up going 7-1 run, so I guess I need to have some more babies to throw better. But like I said, it was a ton of fun, and guys were very, very supportive, and I got a lot of baby gifts, some funny ones. Mac Williamson got me some baby boots while we were in Nashville. We're in AAA in Nashville, and he got me some boots, and Clayton Blackburn got him some Velcro Under Armour. So we got some funny stuff.
I didn't even know they made baby Under Armour.
Yeah, I didn't either. He goes, hey, man, I don't really know what size he wears, but I just got the smallest size. So very thoughtful gifts have come our way.
Do the big leaguers here know what you've been going through, or have you talked to any of them about the experience and the month you've had?
A few. I actually ended up staying across the hall from Buster in Atlanta. And I said, hey, man, you haven't been hearing a crying baby every night, have you? He goes, no, why? I said, I just got my youngin' in here, and I'm sorry if he's been keeping you up for anything, but he said he hadn't bothered him at all, so I guess that was good. But just a few guys know. I don't even know if everyone here knows, but he's at the game, so.
I was impressed. We were chatting yesterday about he went to Turner Field, he went to Coors, right?
Yes.
And then he went to Busch Stadium, so he's been to four big league stadiums, and I was looking at your wife's Twitter, and I think it was 4 days after he was born, he was at a minor league game, so he's had a pretty good tour here.
Man, he's flying on the fifth day, so he's been well traveled. He's getting cultured everywhere, so but it's been fun. My wife's been so supportive and helpful, helping out with him and just kind of getting me everywhere. And my family and friends have been in every game except this past one. I think my wife and my son were the only two at this game, so I've been playing for free for a while, but so it's nice to start making a little money.
Yeah, that's usually when you go to New York is when you play for free, but I guess for you it's been different.
Yeah, just St. Louis is 5 hours away and Atlanta's 5 hours away, so just all of my friends back home are either Cardinals fans or Braves fans, more Braves, but just they like to come out, so it was a lot of fun.
I think that it was your high school coach and your college coach who kind of broke the news on Twitter that you were getting called up, at least for us. That was when we first saw it. What's been the reaction in your hometown, and how many people made it out to Atlanta? How many people have you heard from?
Definitely heard from a lot. Probably broke the news a little earlier. I still hadn't even gotten put on the roster yet, so kind of went down to the last second. Then Kane got put on the DL, so a little bit of a relief. But small town, so any kind of news like that is huge news. And just been a lot of support. Every time I talk to my dad and my mom, they're always saying, "Yeah, so and so said, good luck, and we're thinking of you and all that." But they've been through all of this. You know, not only just getting called up, but playing at Mississippi State and then going up playing pro ball. They've been supportive the whole time, so it's not just a bandwagon deal.
you know, the timing to do this is good, I think, because the draft is tomorrow, and we're taping this on a Wednesday. You were a first-round pick. I've always wondered with you, what's the pressure of being a first-rounder as opposed to being selected later, especially as a pitcher for an organization that is known for having good quality pitching?
Well, yourself, you try to think that there's not a lot of pressure, but, you know, everyone around you only sees that one by your name, and they think that you're, you know, the best. So we're just like everybody else. We're still trying to figure out some things. You know, it took me a little while to get here and to figure out some stuff on my own. But just the Giants have a lot of great pitching, and they invest a lot in that. So just anybody that gets drafted more by the Giants, I hope them the best, and hope they can help us get up here and win.
What do you remember most about that day and getting selected and kind of getting that call, everything that happened?
She was my girlfriend at the time, wife now, just at her family's house, and just kind of watching on TV. And I didn't get selected until the 20th pick, and that sounds pretty early, but just sitting there and all the picks take so long that it felt like forever just sitting there and waiting. But I actually got a phone call in the middle of it, and it was from Canada, and I think it ended up being just like some random phone call. So I was like, oh man, I think I might go to Toronto. But family was very, very happy I wasn't going there. But just getting the call from them, and I think I ended up talking, whoever I ended up talking to, I could hardly hear him because everybody's screaming in the background. I was like, hey, like, I can't hear anything. But just a lot of excitement. And like I said, anybody that does get selected by the Giants, just enjoy it because it'll fly by.
Are you in touch with other? Were you in touch with other teams during the draft, or people saying, "Hey, we might pick you if you fall to here"? Or
there were
putting things in your head.
There were a few, but I mean, like sometimes all that stuff's speculation. I ended up talking to the Royals and the Pirates were two that I thought that had a chance. The Royals had it at 5, and I thought that was a little early. Pirates had it at 8 and ended up taking a pill because he slipped to them, and so I thought that would be my first opportunity really to get off the board, but. Like I said, it's all speculation. You're just really happy regardless of where you get taken.
Growing up pretty far away from San Francisco, what's your first impression when you know you're going to be a Giant? Obviously, they had won one title by then, so you have some impression of what they do on the field. But kind of, what do you think when you heard you were going to be out here?
Well, yeah, like you're saying, I don't really know a whole lot besides the fact that they won it in 10. So just kind of read up on some of the guys, and so, you know, they had Timmy and Kane, Bum all the time. And it's like, man, I got some frontline starters right now. But just kind of getting in touch with the city. I actually have some relatives that live here, an aunt and uncle and a cousin that live here, and he owns a restaurant, so I kind of knew a little bit about it, but I haven't ever been out here before then, so it was cool to get out here.
Your career, I think, you know, for people who look back at what happened, I know got derailed a little bit by getting hit by a ball during batting practice and getting a concussion. How much, looking back, did that set you back as far as development?
I think that it took me a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. Got hit with about a week left right after I got drafted in short season in Salem, and I probably wasn't myself until the end of my first full season in Augusta. So just kind of having everything was kind of a little slower, you know, getting moving. My arm probably wasn't as quick as it was early on, and I think everything over the past couple of years is starting to catch up. And I was actually talking to Law not too long ago in the locker room. He goes, man, your stuff's so much better than when we got drafted, and I saw you, because he saw me in Augusta. That's the first time that we were teammates. He's like, man, your stuff's so much better than it was then. And I like to think so too, and I think that's a lot to do with the Giants and how they develop people, and also just kind of getting over that.
So that's about a year then, if it's the end of short season to the end of Augusta, where you kind of fell back to yourself.
So kind of lost about a year there, and lost and gained at the same time. You know, you got time to reflect on things. I know at the time when I had the injury, I'm reading online, trying to figure out how to get better faster, and people aren't coming back to play, and some people are passing away. It's like, all right, I got to shut this computer.
The concussion stuff.
Just shut the computer, and we'll, you know, God's got to take care of it, and he did.
I know that's one guy's hero born. You just kind of got to wait it out and wait until you.
That's right.
They unfortunately dealt last year with quite a few of them, so it.
It's no joke.
We're pretty well versed in it now.
Yeah, you think it's just like, hey, man, you got hit in the head. You know, like, he's good. You know, he'll be good the next day. But sometimes it's not like that. It just takes a toll on you, and you just kind of have to take your time. Time is the only thing that can really help you out with that.
Did you kind of, viewing from afar, think it was not weird, but I guess the Giants had a couple guys, Brandon Belt and Gregor Blanco, in similar situations, got hit. Is that one of those things where you're maybe surprised it doesn't happen more often, that
Definitely, especially during BP. Balls are flying everywhere. I mean, they do a good job of trying to set you up in places where you're good. But and like I said, mine was a freak accident. I don't really know the whole details of both of theirs, but you know, sometimes it just happens. I think Belt was sliding back in or whatnot. But
he had that. He also got hit with a throw during BP. So
see, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just one of those things that you think it happened more often, but I don't know. I'm just blessed to be here right now.
We all saw this spring. It looked like you were just a different guy than we had seen before, and just more confident out there. And really, from the first couple outings you had, it was something where both started talking to us about, you know, Chris Stratton's kind of making an impression here. Did you feel different when you got there this spring? Did you feel like you were ready to make a leap?
Definitely. Just ending last year on a good note. I know I had a good stretch there, and then kind of fell off for a little bit. And then the last two outings, I had, you know, some good ones, but. You know, you see Blackburn, the ERA title, and you're like, man, he had a great year. And we were in the stands talking, charting in Sacramento before he even got called up. And it's like, man, I just want to tell you, like, how impressive it was last year to watch you. And he goes, I don't even know if you know this, but, mate, you were, like, fifth or sixth in the league in ERA. And at the time, I didn't realize that just because he had done so well that, you know, you just kind of – that's what all you see. But, I mean, I thought I did pretty well for myself. And then going into the next year, already being at one big league spring training and kind of knowing all the guys, I was comfortable and ready to make a good impression. I wasn't the new guy now, so and like I said, they've done a great job of welcoming me in, and it's just picking right up where we left off.
On the field, what do you think was the biggest difference for you this spring? Is it just a matter of being out there a second time, or?
Yes, it's just one of those things. Once you do it once, it's like you're ready. It's like, all right, I know what it's going to be like, and I can do it. I've never been out of the pen like this consistently. I've been out a little bit, but usually I'm throwing multiple innings now, but it really hadn't need me now because the Stars have done so well. So it's been a blessing, you know. They've been done really well, but whenever my number is called, I'll be ready for it.
It is kind of an adjustment, I guess, for you to come up here and, as a young player, especially to have to. How much have you had to change your routine in the last couple of weeks to just be ready for anything?
Yeah, well, usually, you know, starter, you pitch and you have a day off, and then you have a bullpen, and then you have 2 days off, and then you throw again. So here, you just don't really know. It's like, hey, am I throwing today? Am I throwing tomorrow? You just don't know. So I've actually had to throw a bullpen right when we left St. Louis, right before the off day. I was just down there, just, you know, get some pitches down. And I think, you know, kind of getting in that groove of throwing bullpens more often and just being very light with it and then being ready to go into games has been different. But it's been an easier adjustment than I thought.
Especially with this staff, I think that, like you said, they've made it maybe hard. As a long reliever,
Yeah, but that's a great thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah, the
fact that I haven't pitched that much means how well that they've been doing. So I'm fine with that. As long as we keep trying to pull out these W's, that's all that matters.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking some time here. Congratulations on finally getting up. And I don't have any kids, so I don't know, but I hope you find some way to get some sleep over the next couple of weeks and just relax a little
awesome.
Bit.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Sleeping on my chest this morning and just, you know, thankful for everything that's happened so far.
That's a pretty good day, the baby sleeping on your chest in the morning and coming here at night.
Oh, yeah. Then you just soak it up when you get here, just being around these guys. It's like, man, I really am here.
And so. He's going to be here?
He's still
attending all the games?
For sure. All that he can.
He has a pretty good record going through a month of
being
a baby.
Pretty winning baby so far, so hopefully he can keep it up.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, thank you.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.